KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have light rain continuing, still 48 degrees. We picked up an 0.08 of an additional precipitation here in Atlantic since 7 a.m., bringing our total so far to 1.43 inches. We do look for light rain today with a high around 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A Union County man was arrested twice in one day Wednesday in Creston. According to the Creston Police Department, 36-year-old John Lyle Vanscoy of Lorimore was arrested around 2:50 p.m. at the intersection of Fremont and Maple Streets. He was charged with two outside agency warrants for solicitations to commit an aggravated misdemeanor. And Vanscoy was taken to the Union County Jail, where he was held without bond until seen by a judge. At around 4 p.m. Wednesday, Vanscoy was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center, where he was charged with controlled substance violation, conspire with intent to deliver marijuana, controlled substance violation, conspire intent to manufacture and deliver false methamphetamine, possession of a controlled substance, third offense, and two counts of failure to affix a drug tax stamp. Vanscoy remains in the Union County Jail without bond. Additional charges are expected to be announced on Friday. And at around 11:35 a.m. Wednesday, 31-year-old Devin Taylor Keller of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. He was charged with domestic abuse assault by strangulation. Keller was transported to the Union County Jail, where bond was set at $2,000. An accident in Creston Wednesday afternoon caused a total of $3,500 damage, but no one was injured. Creston police say a 2021 Chevy Suburban driven by 41-year-old Allison Miller of Creston and a 2005 Chrysler 300 driven by 36-year-old Stephen Bochniak, also of Creston, were both traveling south on North Lincoln Street at around 4 p.m. when Miller slowed to turn at the intersection of Manor Drive. Authorities say Bochniak was in the process of slowing his vehicle when his wet sandal slipped off the brake. His car rear-ended the Suburban. The Chrysler sustained heavy front-end damage, while the Chevy sustained only minor damage. Both vehicles were able to be driven away from the scene. There were no citations issued. Well, the Adair County Board of Supervisors met Wednesday morning in their boardroom at the courthouse in Greenfield, and during their session, Auditor Mandy Berg discussed some recent webinars she had attended with regard to the S-3011 bill, and that is with regard to the state, local, tribal, and territorial fiscal recovery, infrastructure, and disaster relief act. The bill was passed in the Senate and was sent to the House for review and later action.
And it relates to the American Rescue Plan Act money that we received. This bill would pretty much open up that money to be spent on whatever we wanted. So this bill, it says for all counties and cities that anything, you can use up to $10 million or 30% of your allotment, which we receive less than $10 million, so all of our allotments could be used for government services.
The funds can be used just as if the county had lost revenue for such things as building repairs, roads and infrastructure and public safety. The board discussed but made no concrete plans for the money once it's received. Board's chair Steve Shelley said if the funds could be used 100% to relieve taxpayer costs, it would be, and that's what they're there for, he said. The board will take the information home and study it and see what they can do, and they thanked Berg for attending those informational sessions. Afterwards, Mandy Berg presented the fiscal year 21 annual urban renewal report with regard to tax increment financing for the debt service fund.
You know, what we started in our debt service fund with the $3,219,000. We brought in $2.6 million in TIF revenue, $7,600 for interest, and then we spent out $2.3 on our all of our bond and interest payments. Going forward, it lists out all the projects that we've done so far with our TIF money, whether they're still in progress or they are finished. And then it goes on to say what bonds we are paying off and the principal and interest that we paid for FY21.
The report showed each TIF taxing district, showing the values for each district and the TIF revenue received for each district. The number of taxing districts next year, she said, will increase from 8 to 21. Adair County Weed Commissioner Nathan Jensen presented his annual report to the board. He said it wasn't too bad of a year overall, but he did have to send a couple of notices out to property owners asking them to get their noxious weeds under control. The problem areas, he said, are basically the same as last year. And County Engineer Nick Kaufman presented the front page of plans for the W20 Jackson 16x10 reinforced concrete box culvert project on a farm-to-market road. After Board Chair Steve Shelley signed the page, which allows the county to solicit bids. Kaufman said the scheduled bid letting will take place March 15, 2022. He also provided a report on the Secondary Roads Department activities and said that some things that were planned for this week have been rained out.
West 22 Jackson box, I think it was supposed to be seeded this week. G61 grading, the cedar was supposed to come in this week. Lake Road, we've been meeting with the contractor and utility companies this week. Hope to get tree removals and start on some extensions next week. North 34 Richland, waiting for the dirt contractor to come and work. So that's probably not going to happen this week either.
And that is a check of our news for this hour. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.